Your glasses.
Oh. Yeah.
Look good.
You do look good.
I am probably going to have to try to wear these all the time now. Not because my eyes are bad, but because I've needed reading glasses for a while, and you can't carry around your computer at 150% with you no more. And I really need them to see the instruments on the dash of my car better and everything. So it helps. So anyways, I got some transition progressive lenses with a little correction in the right eye because I'm getting older. So anyway, welcome everybody. We've got, I like to real quick just say who's here. We've got Sally Lewis, who everybody knows from New York now.
Yeah.
Rebecca Iglesias. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
And Rebecca was with us way, way back with Tony years and years ago. And she said she had to come back. So she gets the award for coming the farthest.
Yay.
She came from Oregon.
Oregon, wow.
Washington. Oregon, Washington.
I retired from Oregon 3 years ago.
Okay, sorry. Washington. That's just as far.
Actually, farther.
Okay. Yeah. And Dana Consenza, who is one of our speakers, who's from Austin, Texas. And Robert Rutherford from the Bulldog State, Georgia. And of course, Rex and Liz are here from Northville. Anne, who is now a resident of Chicago. Dana, who was from Minneapolis, has come down to be with us. So she gets a little stuffed doll, travel doll.
Yeah.
And my lovely wife and Connie Norman from Jackson. And of course, Beth and Steve Salt from Constantine, which nobody knows where that is because there's nothing there except corn. Just corn. Brittany's here somewhere. We've got a few new people coming tomorrow. Levon's supposed to be with us later, who's from Kalamazoo. So here we go. So welcome to you, Rebecca, or Christina, and Graham Todd from New Zealand. And Charlotte and Elaine from New Zealand. And we have Carol and a couple Lindas, I think, from Australia who like to listen live. We've got the Goffas,
yeah.
Isaac and his wife, and some other Goffas. There's quite a group, actually, that's formed in Nigeria. And there's probably a half a dozen people there that like to listen in. And I hear from regularly some people from South America. And London, Peter Morgan, and so we've got, and there's more. Actually, there's about 460 subscribers that don't say negative things.
Wow.
So that's not too bad. Now, I barely know 100, but every once in a while I hear from somebody I've never heard from before and said I've been listening for years and I love it, and that's always encouraging. And we've had almost 120,000 views since we started.
Wow.
So that's not too shabby if you're counting numbers for a bunch of kids, okay? So that isn't too bad. So I think one of the reasons that we've been successful is we've done enough talking. I want to shake you up.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk to you this weekend and have you go away the same as you come in here. Otherwise, we might as well just stay home. Okay. Well, I want to shake you up even more. And what I want to do to start out with is I'm going to say some things that might insult you. Okay? And but I want you to listen. Okay? This is for yourself. This isn't from me to you. Okay? Because I'm talking about all of us. And what I'm talking about is the person who you think you are. So please listen carefully. Okay? We're here to fellowship, we're here to have fun, but if we're just here to do that, we can just have a picnic. So I really want you to pay attention to what I'm going to say at the beginning, because it will make sense as we progress along this weekend. Okay, it's going to make a lot of sense to you. But if you don't get this first part, you're going to run around doing this stuff I'm going to tell you you need to do, and you'll forget real quick. So I'm going to tell you something that'll help you not forget, okay? what this weekend's about. We don't get together very often. It needs to mean something, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It needs to mean something to the person you really are, so that you get in connection with that. So there's nothing, absolutely nothing. I mean, that's everything, isn't it? Absolutely nothing from which we can suffer but the acceptance of illusion at some level. If you're suffering to the littlest detail, somewhere your thinking's wrong. Somewhere. Now, I've said that 100 times, but Joel said that. There's nothing from which we can suffer but the acceptance of illusion as what? Reality. So if you're hurting, if you're suffering, there's somewhere you're suffering from reality. You don't understand it. When you wake up, and when your feet first hit the floor, you begin every day believing a lie. Every one of us. Every one of you here, right now. When you woke up this morning and your feet hit the floor, you woke up believing a lie. And I'm not kidding. This isn't for some of you and not others. This isn't about awakening. This isn't about progressing. This isn't about your journey. Every one of us this morning, we wake up and our feet hit the ground. We started out the day believing in a lie. Now, what's that lie? We absolutely believe that we are our mind. We believe that this is us. Now, I want you to listen to me, because I know if I get you pinned in a corner, I'll brat you out, because it won't take long. You just listen to somebody. It don't take very long to find this out. You believe you're your mind. You do. That's a huge illusion. And from this concept, that mind is dreaming. So it's too deep. That's why it's so hard. The mind thinks it's you and it doesn't know it's dreaming. Am I talking loud enough, honey? Because I'm all worked up. Because she always says I'm not talking loud enough. The mind believes that you're it and you're dreaming. And that's a dream. How can you get out of it? Because we run around defending ourselves all the time. We run around defending our mind, complaining, doing a bunch of stuff, and we think it's us. And so, well, they're being mean to me, and they just don't love me, and all this bullshit. And you're stuck believing that you're your mind, and your mind's very sensitive. The mind actually is an asshole. Okay? Now I'm turning it up. Okay? You as your mind is a complete asshole. I know. And I'm going to tell you some more about it. It's worse than that. Everyone, I listened to Prairie Home Companion. I first met my lovely wife, and that was her favorite show. And I think it's pretty cute. Where all the children are above average. Every one of us thinks we're a hair above average. Everyone thinks they're a hair above average. And the ones that go around moping thinking nobody loves them and they're losers and stuff, they're just worried about their hair. Ain't above average. So it's the same thing. I want my hair to be above average. But everybody thinks that they're a hair above average. And we go around arguing and fighting over those hairs. Comparing. My hair's nicer than your hair, and I don't believe this, and I do that. Listen to people. They blab and blab and blab and blab all the time, all right, about their hair. That one hair. It's just one hair. That's the only difference between any of us, is one hair. And so we run around thinking we're above average, arguing about this hair, and here's why I know that's what we're doing, okay? And here's the part that's going to hurt a little bit, okay? Hello, LaVon. This is the part that's going to hurt a little bit, but I really want you to pay attention, okay? Please? I'll wait till we settle down here. It's all right. LaVon's special.
You got that right.
We've just been talking about your hair. Yeah. Now, this is the part I hope you pay attention to, all right? Because this is the motto for the weekend. And it's a motto you can't go around repeating to other people or you're going to get in trouble. I'm telling you, it's foolproof. This hair above average run around and is complaining about the world. Now listen now, we all do it. We all do it. I can tell you how I've done it. We're still complaining about the world, and any person on this level, you have never found the end of yourself. You still think your shit doesn't stink. That's the motto for the weekend. You think your shit don't stink. For sure, you have no idea what unconditional love is. Because you can go around now, you can say, my shit stinks or my shit don't stink, and you're going to get in trouble either way. If you go up to somebody and say, my shit don't stink, they're going to say, boy, what an asshole. Now listen, I want you to remember this because it's so important. You're going to understand why this is so important. Because I'm telling you, I know that my shit stinks. Now, sometimes I forget that. Sometimes I forget. And I've let loose on this little girl now and then. My mind goes off. And listen, the soul of my love slams me to the ground within minutes afterwards. Because I know my shit stinks. That's what brings me back to this lovely woman and said, honey, that is not me. Please forgive me. I love you. That's not me. That's not the me that loves you. Right away. That's what I'm talking about. Don't run around now and if somebody starts bitching, well, you just think your shit don't stink. But it's true. It's still true, but this is for you. But nobody who's got a hair above average believes that their shit stinks. And that's why they complain. I don't care who you are, if you're my friend, turn me off right now. Turn off the damn recording. If you're listening, if you're complaining on any level about anyone or anything, you just have not seen that your shit don't stink. Because it'll shut you up. It shuts you up. And I know. You think you're better than the other person because you're complaining about it. And that thing you're complaining about is you. It's in you. It is you. You're just as bad as the thing you're saying about the other. I don't care who it is. I don't care what it is. If you're all big focus is that children are starving in Africa, well, you're the starving children in Africa. What the hell are you going to do? Bitch about it? You better get on your jet and go over there and start feeding them instead of talking to me about it. Get on your damn plane and go over there. And I'm frustrated about it because we are going back to nursery school stuff right now. And it ain't sticking. And so I want this shit to stick. I want this to stick. What's your story? What is your story? Are you bitching about something? You complaining to your husband about something or your friend? Are you on there chatting away on Facebook about what's wrong with the damn world? Bitching and bashing people? You don't know. Your shit don't stink. You think it don't stink. I'm telling you now, you haven't seen it ever. You don't know what unconditional love is because there's no conditions and there is no other. Now, you can't get to first base. We're not going to get to first base this weekend if we don't know that. You're not going to listen because you're going to go right back the same way you come in that door and nothing's going to happen. I don't want to do that. I want to upset you. I want to shake you up. That's why we're here, to get shaken so that something clicks, something new becomes a reality for you. Because it's just a bunch of words if it doesn't. Now, I know there's people going to be upset. And some woman said when I said this on Facebook, well, because I don't like smoking, does that mean I'm a smoker? Well, bullshit. What's that got to do with anything? I don't like smoking. Well, shut the hell up. If you don't like smoking, don't smoke. Leave it alone. Who gives a crap whether other people smoke? She don't like me smoking cigars, but she don't abuse me. She go, you're an asshole because you smoke. You're a jerk. You're a prick because you smoke. I hate you, you fucker. Sorry, I went there.
I don't say that.
She doesn't say that. I never feel abused by her. But she'll, when I come in, man, you stink, you know? I'm not talking about that, okay? Am I? Is that what I'm saying? Are you with me?
Yeah.
What am I talking about? What is your story? When you're all alone, what is it that you want to say? What do you talk about? Are you complaining about the government? About the president? Or the past president? Or the world? Or money? The only people who complain about money is greedy people. They're greedy. They ain't got enough. So listen, this is for you. Don't defend yourself or you won't get it. Okay? You won't understand anything I'm saying if you're thinking, well, that ain't me. Find out where it is you so that it gets exposed. So we get some traction out of this weekend, you know? Because I'm frustrated about it in myself. I'm frustrated about it with our group. And I'm going around, what the hell's going on? Why isn't this sticking? Why is everybody so concerned about the world? Because they think their shit don't stink. That's why. They haven't reached the bottom. I mean, when you're at the bottom, you're not thinking about what's wrong with the world. You're screaming, help! Now, I used to pray to Jesus when I believed in him, but I didn't get much of an answer. It was still help. I was desperate. I wanted to know the truth, and I said it. And guess what happened? All hell broke loose. It got worse. It didn't get better. It got worse. Many, 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 many times over and over. Why? So I would never forget it. And I'm so thankful for that it's gotten worse. Because I know this isn't working. Whatever it is I'm coming up with, this scam I got going on, it ain't working. So out of unconditional love, there is nothing out of order. It's for you. It isn't to go around and hit your neighbor over the head. Oh, well, you don't understand nothing's out of order. If you use it as a correction tool, you don't understand what that means. It's for you. Is nothing out of order for you? Are you upset about something? You're promoting something. You're trying to change the world. What is it? I'm telling you guys, it don't work. It never has worked. We haven't even left religion, if that's still going on in our lives. We're still religious. It's just your own religion. You might as well just go back and join the damn church. As far as I'm concerned, might as well. That's one thing I love about Gary. Gary and Carol, hello out there. Gary has never been much of a complainer. And I'm not trying to lift him up, but he's just never complained a lot. And I appreciate that about him. But here's the flip side of that. If you think that the world needs to change, you're complaining from your judgment of good. You want the world to be better. And we're going to talk about that. So part of the issue is passing time has formed this cloud of misunderstanding. We think time's passing away. But the reason we embrace that passing time is real is because we've created this mask of mortality I'm talking about. This mask of mortality is this guy who thinks his shit doesn't stink. Look in my dictionary book, Mike Nevin's definition of terms. It says mask of mortality equals my shit don't stink. That's what it means. Okay? Now, this is going to feel heavy. This is going to feel like I'm correcting you. I'm not correcting. I'm trying to kill that person you think you are. I want to harpoon that son of a bitch. So he gets it. So he's free from himself. We need to be free from that asshole. And it's you. It's the person you think you are. It's your mind. Remember, this morning you woke up believing you're your mind. What else could you think? You have no other option. And it's the mind that's saying the mind's real. It's a vicious circle. And there's only one way to escape. Start acknowledging it. Start running around saying, my shit sure stinks. It stinks. What have I got to complain about? Look at this pile. I'm telling you, it's nasty. If you're seeing that in the way that I want you to see it, okay? If you're seeing that, you're not thinking about how the other guy's next to you shit stinks. Yours is way too bad. It's way worse. You don't have any words that can come out of your mouth and say something's wrong with your neighbor. There isn't time for it. You're saying, man, that's nasty. You know, help. Help. We need to know the reality of this issue about this illusion. We've got to understand what the illusion is, and I'm getting it right on the head. That we wake up every morning thinking we're our mind, we'll defend it to the death, and we'll never admit that it shit stinks. Ever. We'll defend it. The illusion has many layers, this illusion. That's why it's difficult to see. It's so strong that most don't escape it till they physically die. That's sad to me. I don't want you to wait till your toe quits wiggling to realize this, because you will. And once your toe quits wiggling and you've left here, you know what the first thing you're going to realize is? Nobody dies. What a shock. No one has ever died, and no one will die. We don't believe it because we hit the ground every morning and we think we're our mind. We think we're our brain. We think we're our thoughts. We think we're this personality we've formed from this mind-body connection. Every morning. I write it down. Every morning. Still, today. It's a shame. It's a sad thing. To wake up and be so arrogant in the belief of our mind that we have got the nerve to complain about something. That's just arrogance. It's the mind thinking its hairs are better than average. So look at this mess out here. You know, I know I'm worked up, but I'm just telling you, I want to shake you. I want to inspire you to examine this acceptance of this illusion. Why? So you don't suffer anymore. Isn't that good? I just love you. I don't want you to suffer. Because when you don't even know you're suffering. When you're bitching and complaining about the world and others, you don't know you're the one suffering. You're talking about yourself. The worst thing you think about somebody, and listen, now, it's humbling. Because I got a brother that, I just grind my teeth about. But guess what's my Achilles heel? All those things that my brother's done and that's happened between us, I have done at some point in my life. Some point in my life. I'm not innocent. Who the hell am I? Just because he's still involved in it? Just because he still does it, does that make me better than him? Absolutely not. I forget it. I went back up. Here's my hair. You know, I don't do this no more. I don't do that no more. Well, big deal. Big deal. So what? That's the mind bragging on itself again. I don't want to take my shoe off and pound on the pulpit, but I sort of feel like that's what I'm doing. But listen, it's so important. Why? Because when you start to know the difference, I'm not saying you're... Listen, it would be a law if I told you can't ever do it again. That would be a law. And that's not going to happen, okay? But now, when it happens with me, right away I say, listen, I know my shit stinks. Shut the hell up, Nevins. And it stops it. It stops it. And guess what? I'm just a lot more at peace. I'm not carrying that crap around with me. I'm not going, what stuff did you have? It wasn't that long ago. I stayed up all night over stuff going on with something with the camp this last year. We aren't even near that place again. And my brain, my damn brain started buzzing about this and that that I didn't like, and it would not shut up. And guess what? It took me 2 hours to go to bed over nothing. It was absolutely bullshit. And my brain was going, I said, God damn you, son of a... Just like shooting a pheasant out of the sky, you know? Shut the hell up, Nevins. Just shut up. And then I got some peace. But I had to deal with Nevins, the devil. I had to tell Satan, the accuser, to shut the hell up. You can pacify it. You can make it sound good. Well, it's hurting the world. And don't you know this? And don't you know that? Well, listen, whatever evil you're seeing in the world is coming right from your own heart. It's coming from you. So shut up. Go back there and find it. And just shut up. And love your neighbor as yourself. Man, how elementary is that? Can we really love our neighbors ourselves? Can I love my brother as myself? It's a challenge. It's a challenge. But if I have victory there, I can have it anywhere. So I look for the worst part. And if I can deal with that, when the other stuff comes, listen, no, Nevins, just shut up. And when your brain goes off on these tangents, it's not you. It's an illusion. Now, here's some of the repercussions of this. This is why you're suffering. This is part of the reason why you're suffering. There is no one, because of this, that really knows deep, deep within them that they're eternal. Because time's running out. So, as a result, we're trying to live in passing time while we're wearing this mask of mortality, and we suffer. Why? Why do we suffer? Because we're spending our whole life trying to upgrade the illusion. Everybody's got a story and a model. They've got a mission. They want to upgrade the illusion. Well, go ahead. You can work on trying to upgrade the illusion if you want, but it's like being the smallest little woodpecker and sent out into the redwood forest and they tell you to cut all the trees down. That's about how far you're going to get. Are you going to make a hole? Sure. Are you ever going to accomplish anything? No. That's your task before you. If you want to fix the world, you're this little woodpecker. Now, have you seen this shit going on? And what about this person? Look what they're doing. You know, we went on a little vacation to visit some relatives, and I mean, they're on this one side of the fence, and they won't shut up. And we've told them, listen, we're not here, we love you. We're here just to enjoy you. Still, trying to pin me in the corner and get me to take sides and doing all this stuff. You know, and I love them. I said, listen, we're not going to love each other very long if you keep this up. Because we'll fight. And I don't want to fight you. It was gone. It was over. I just tell them I love you. I don't want to fight you. You win. Okay? You won. Whatever it is, you win. I'm laying down. Okay? What can we talk about that we are thankful for, that we agree with? Now listen, just running around being thankful doesn't free you from judgment. You're just thanking yourself that you're not going to complain about your judgment. That's not really victory, to be honest with you. Okay? You know what I mean? That really is not victory. It's a good start. That's a good start to be grateful and thankful. That's a great start. But you're still sort of putting up with stuff. I'm thankful for this, you know, because that's bad. And I'm thankful for that because this might be bad. And oh, man, I'm going to be thankful, though. You're grinding your teeth.
I'm really thankful for my husband, but I wish he'd do that. And I wish he'd do this. I really am thankful for him, though, but the bastard won't fix the toilet. Whatever it is, you know. Do you know what I mean? What is that? Is that really life? Huh? I'm going to talk to you tomorrow morning about what real life is like. And it's exciting. But if you forget about this, your shit don't stink stuff, you'll never get there. Because it's the big roadblock. We're running around taking a dump and saying, man, that smells like posies. That's really good. You know, that's what we're doing when we're complaining about anything. I don't care how bad it is. You come up with any cause you want. I'm not going to disagree with you that it's going on in the illusion. And if you want to try to upgrade that thing, just remember you're the little woodpecker. Go ahead. You might make a little bit of change in somebody's life that don't last more than a second. But it's not why we're here. You're here to be free and to live in perpetual joy. Yeah. Not peace. Because it doesn't look like peace anywhere out there. But you're here to live in perpetual joy and comfort and be at ease all the time. But you can if you're suffering. And you sure as hell can if you don't realize that your shit stinks. You got to start out there. Now please upgrade with me here a little bit on this, realizing we're talking about the mind. We're talking about something that's not real. That's why we suffer. You're not your mind. Quit defending the damn thing. Okay? Your mind is going to stop. And anybody out there, and here we go again, anybody out there that thinks that they're their memories, that because they've got a memory, that memory is going to continue on, has no idea what it's like to be on the other side of the dimension we're in. Doesn't even a clue. And we're going to get deep into that too, because it's beautiful. Beautiful. What's it like? What's it like to die to the fact that nobody dies? What would it be like to feel that every day and have no fear? Wow. That'd be cool, wouldn't it? What would it be like to live that way every day, all the time, to have this sense of living that's continuously joyful? Peace is just secondary. Peace is conditional. Everybody prays for peace in the world. Well, it's because they don't see peace. That's why. They're not creating peace. I just wish there'd be peace on earth. Well, it's because you don't like your world. That's why. So you're really bitching. It's fake peace. It's conditional. Doesn't know reality. So really, do we want to spend our whole life trying to upgrade the illusion? Huh? Hello? I hear any amens out there? Do we want? No, that's an amen. Same thing. No is an amen. Do we really want to do that? Now listen, where you're at right now is safe. Don't look back at your history and think, boy, I really screwed up. I got to fix some things. Wherever you're at right now is safe. You've never, ever, ever, ever made a mistake except in your mind. Ever. But if we're escaping the solution that's creating all this suffering, you're going to be running around in joy all the time. Happy. Joyful. And there's Thanksgiving in that. But it's not conditional. It's not occasional Thanksgiving. It's not, well, I'm going to try to be thankful today instead of being an asshole like I was yesterday. That's not gratefulness. Gratefulness is a perpetual feeling in you. Do you know what I mean? It's a joy that never ends. Now, when that feeling starts, the spontaneous life, wow, I'm telling you, it's exciting. But we've spent our whole life trying to upgrade the illusion. We're still doing it. This morning, you started doing that. Believe me. No one got up and said, man, does my shit stink? That's how you should start the day, till you understand what I'm talking about. You better start the day like that. Why?
because it will shut down the things you've been complaining about. If you really, and we could say it a different way, but I'd be too long and you wouldn't remember it very easy. It'd be a paragraph. We don't need a paragraph to explain why you think your shit don't stink. Okay? We could be a book. I could write a book on it. Okay? Do we need that? You following me? Is everybody following me? It's got to be something you don't forget. What we believe in is just a projection of our mind onto the appearance of your body. That's what you think you are. You think this is it. This is me. And the brain likes me. It likes my new glasses. It likes the shirt. It likes it that my toe isn't hurting really bad today. Yesterday it hurt like hell. It didn't like that. That's not a story, is it? I know, listen, here's the only difference between you and I. This is the only difference. The only difference is I know better. Now I know better. I'm not saying I'm innocent, because no one is innocent on this level. There is no one innocent. Okay? Everyone is for themselves at some level. Everyone. Oh, be nice to people. Don't be mean to people. Well, listen, whatever it is that somebody says to you, if you're offended, it's your problem. Words have no power. If you're in your right mind, words have no power. They can't affect you. We've been singing about it tonight. We know this. We've said it 1,000 times, if not 2,000. If you're stable, if you're set, and you know what it's like to scrape from the bottom, it can't get any worse than that. It couldn't be any worse than that. So how could we complain? I've seen this. I haven't forgotten. And it reminds me of that. I think, okay, who am I to say that they're right or wrong? I love what Robert was saying. He's come out of this. I found nobody's wrong. Well, that's a great starting place to go around and say no one's wrong. Well, if no one's wrong, then you're not judging them, are you? Huh? We're just accepting. Right? We want to raise above this, though. We don't want to go around accepting people because they're an asshole. That doesn't work if I just try to accept my brother because he's an asshole. Because on this level, he's an asshole. Well, good, big deal. Who am I? Really? Am I a victory just because I go around and say, well, he's not an asshole anymore because I've seen that my shit stinks? You know, that's not victory. You know what I'm saying? That is not victory. What victory is there's this thing that starts welling up inside you, and it knows that nothing's out of order, and it knows it doesn't have to say anything. It doesn't have to give an opinion either way. That's what it knows. And it's people going around complaining and complaining and complaining, and this is wrong and that's wrong, and we need to fix that, we need to fix that. Oh my gosh. Go ahead. You're going to wear your beak out. Yeah. So, we're projecting our mind onto the appearance of your body. Guys, everybody should know that that's not who you are. How could that be you? Because if it's true, you're going to die. Do we have an understanding that what we really are knows nothing about life or death? So, because of this belief, we believe in a life that will end. And out from this illusion has formed many layers of religion. It's where all the religions come from, including your own. They're organized clubs, really, we've got one, working on upgrading the illusion. That's what a religion is. It's got a plan to work on upgrading the illusion in this area of life and that area of life. Go ahead. If you want to work on upgrading the illusion, go knock yourself out. I'm not interested. Don't ask me to join, okay? because I've left all of that and I know better. I know it does not work. Now, if I could come to you and give you a drink of something that would convince you tomorrow morning when you get up and your feet hit the ground, you absolutely knew without a doubt that you're never going to die. You were overwhelmed with that feeling. You wouldn't have any fear. Have no fear. That's accomplishing something. That's something of value. Now we have this little thing going around where these young people, no fear. I'm not talking about arrogance now. I'm talking about having a peace beyond understanding and a joy that just is steady, doesn't ever change. That's what I'm talking about. So, upgrading the illusion. All this upgrading stuff is happening inside a dream that the mind calls life. That's, we call life this dream. It's a dream because when we eat of this concept, we know we're going to die because what the dream calls life is has a death sentence attached to the end of it. What does that mean? Life and death have come to have the same meaning. You think about that? Whatever version of life you think there is out there, you think it's going to end. That's not life. Is that life, really? That isn't life. Life and death become merged into the same thing. So any idea of life on earth is really just a dream that ends in death. That's the definition of life that we've had. A dream that ends in death. What? Wow. That, I'm not interested in that. It's very sad. So life and death have merged into the same thing. Why? Because we have a fear of death that's attached to this corporeal world. So our version of life is not real. So here we are. What? We're knee-deep in a layer of illusions, thinking we're this body-mind that's going to die. And the body-mind concept is the one that's trying to hang on to this false idea of life. And it will kill you. It will kill you. The person you think you are is going to die. Just telling you right now, it won't make it. It's not going to make it. You're going, oh man, that's sad. There's some hope, though. Our mind can never grasp that there's a life that's timeless. You're never, ever going to understand that. That real life is timeless. You're never going to begin to ever understand it while you're complaining about this definition you've got of life that you're bitching about. That's why I'm so upset about it. I'm going, is anybody getting this? Is anybody understanding this? You really have time to bitch about the appearances? And here, what you're bitching about is just your death. This illusion you've got. We just want to upgrade this thing. That's what bitching is. It's just trying to upgrade the illusion. Really? Is that really what you want? Is that really your heart's desire? Wow. I'm just going, man, I don't want anything to do with it. So I posted in Facebook, I called The Joy of Death a little bit long ago. It doesn't sound good, does it? The Joy of Death? Wow. And I'll read it to you. I said, it is no wonder so many find a smile on their face when they die. Because dying was everything they were looking for in life. They've finally given up the delusion of being in charge. There's a key. When there is no choice, there is no longer any fear. Wow. When there is no choice, there is no longer any fear. And we see that most of the worries and fears of life never really happened anyway. All the things we went around worrying about, most of them never happened. Some do. But I mean, you got a long list. So when there's no choice, there's no longer any fear. Maybe we can begin to realize that nothing was ever born but a dream, and nothing ever dies but a dream. You are the timeless presence of life and love, and just as it never began, so will it never end. Now we need to get in touch with that, right? That's what you are. What if you hit the ground tomorrow morning and you were convinced beyond a doubt that you were timeless? What? You'd be unstoppable, wouldn't you? You wouldn't go buy a bulldozer and start running everything down in town. You know, that's what that gal was saying about smoking. This is really good. This was written by Mark Hoff. And it says, time is the ego's best weapon. The concept of past and future keeps you in a perpetual reality loop within your own mind. Here, Sally, why don't you just pass that around and you guys can all read it. Time is the ego's best weapon. Now, here's two levels of illusion here. There's no such thing as passing time, but the ego uses it as a weapon to form a concept of past and future that keeps you in this perpetual reality loop within your own mind. How are we ever going to escape? When you're out there like the woodpecker trying to take down Sherwood Forest. Okay? Oh, you've seen this and you've seen that. Oh my God, you know, this is going on and that's going on. And what about this country? And what about, you know, and geez, oh my sheep, son of a bitch, man, I'm telling you. I'm going, really? I'm sitting there, really? Is this really what it's about? Is this really life? Something to complain about? No. So the ego, trapped in time, is a complete illusion. So what is the ego? The projection of your mind on your body. It's an illusion that's terrified of dying. So do you think you're going to die? You're still stuck in that. If you think you're going to die, you still believe what I'm talking about, that's the dream of the illusion. A dream of an illusion. Does that show you how complicated it is? Huh? A dream about an illusion that we think's reality causes your suffering. Oh man, I'm getting a headache. We should get a headache. So, what does the ego do then? Here he goes. Takes on this enormous responsibility in his attempt to control the world, spending its whole life under this mask, working its fingers to the bone, all while trying to upgrade the illusion. And the end will eventually kill you. I mean, you've heard of that. What is it? I don't know about anything but about taxes and something, in the end you die. What's that little bitty? Anyway, you know what I mean.
Certain things, tax and death.
Yeah.
Absolutes or whatever.
Right. Anyway. Really? Is that really it? Don't raise your hand and say, oh yeah, I don't believe that. Bullshit. We all believe it. This morning we believed some capacity of that when we got up. And if you don't ever admit it, you'll never ever enter this continuous place of joy. You'll never know what it feels like. I'm here to tell you. Because I have to remind my mind that it's an asshole. I've got to tell it. Where's that coming from? Down here. Down here somewhere. This thing that ain't me is saying, you son of a bitch. Shut up. I'm sorry about my language, but I'm just trying to get the point across. Okay? Here's a beautiful, loving dog. The longer we're away, the more he loves us. That don't make any sense. He has no God, has no Bible. You can't speak a word. And he's pure love. That's a good start, isn't it? He doesn't get up and read the news and start bitching about it. He doesn't read the newspaper. He doesn't watch world news. He's not afraid of anything going on in Africa. He's not worried about abuse and all this crap going on out there that we just can't get past. Now listen, I had some beautiful friends. I was talking to beautiful friends. I'm not going to say who they are, where they are, because it could give it away. But we were talking, Mike, we're just so free because of listening to what you say. And I'm going, really? And it wasn't before the end of the conversation, all of a sudden, all this bitching started. I'm going, what button did I hit? It's like going to a museum and hitting a button, and all of a sudden, rah, 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 rah. This happened, and I just can't handle it, Mike. Well, there's nothing I can do about it. It's your problem. I can't fix your problem that you've got with the world. And I'm not going to try to help you. You want to take donations? I'll give you a buck. I'll peck it once with my woodpecker beak and throw a dollar in there. So leave me alone. Okay? You really, 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 this has got to stick, guys. What we're talking about has to stick. And not let go. This is a thing that's got to stick. For you to appreciate what you really are. So the ego takes on this enormous responsibility to control the world. The most you can hope for is to have left your brand name somewhere on the earth, okay? I've got some products that got my brand name on it. Okay, maybe somebody will remember me. That's the most you can hope for. But you want most people leave? A gravestone that turns into dust. I've got a great-great-great-grandpa buried in Hillsdale County over here, about 40 minutes away, okay, named Nathan Nevins. He moved to Michigan in the late 1700s. I'm the only person on the face of the earth that says his name. I don't know him. I never met him. I can go over there and look at this stone that you can barely read. Who else goes there? I don't take flowers because I don't know him. Where? He's disappeared. Well, where is he? That person that I knew that was in the history books disappeared. Every one of us, the person you think you are is going to disappear, and it is not you. So we better get in connection with the real you. We better get connected to that. And the only place you can be connected is this perpetual place of joy. That's boundless, it's endless, it's affected by nothing. It isn't affected by anything. What do you get affected by? Someone comes up with a hammer and hits your knee. Your mind says, that really hurts. That's the only thing that says that. And it hurts, I'm not denying it. But it's not you. That isn't you. So poor Nathan Nevins, everybody's forgot him. He's the reason we're in Michigan. It's a beautiful place. I like it. You know? It's okay. I'm not complaining. So, Joel Goldsmith wrote about this. It's called The Law of Perfection. So he said, there is this law of perfection that has always existed, and it's outside of time. That's what we're trying to get a hold of tonight, right? This law of perfection that's outside this concept of time. So that's why you will never see a perfect mortal being. So why are we running around like a woodpecker trying to create perfect mortal beings? You want to be a perfect mortal being. You already think you are. And so that's why you're bitching about the next guy that you don't like, because he's not a perfect mortal being. So look what he's done. Look what they've done. Well, you're a perfect mortal being. That's why I say you don't think your shit stinks. Same thing. Here's Joel saying you don't think your shit stinks. That's what he's saying here. So you'll never see a perfect mortal being because you're looking at the appearances and judging them with the concept that time is passing away. And because we believe that time is passing away, we've not really escaped the fear of mortality. Fear of mortality. Where does that come from, this mask of mortality? We're wearing this mask that's really afraid that it's going to die. Everyone in here, if I sit down with you at some point, I could prove to you you're afraid of death. So don't blow this off. Don't blow it off. This image you've got of yourself, you're afraid you're going to lose it. Or you wouldn't complain. It's all connected. All of it's connected. There's no disconnection there at all. You can track it just like a detective. I can get you back to the source and prove to you it's true. Everyone. So don't think you're innocent. I'm not innocent. I see it. I've seen it happen many, many, many times. And I catch the son of a bitch by his throat and I tell him to shut up. I don't agree with you, brain, that thinks you're somebody. I don't agree with that brain that thinks the shit don't stink. And I'm really sorry about this message. It's full of shit. But hopefully you won't forget it. Hopefully they're out there. Are you guys clapping up and down and getting excited out there? I hope so. I hope somebody is. The spiritual law of perfection will not function in us, and it will be because we have ignored the ultimate truth that you cannot be both mortal and immortal at the same time. They do not mix at all. You cannot be both human and divine. You cannot live in a physical world which is in time and a spiritual universe simultaneously. They can't exist side by side. There's something else out there, folks. And Einstein said it was a stubborn illusion. He said the distinction between the past, present, and future does not exist. But we behave like it does every morning. Every morning when we get up, we believe it exists. Or we'd have no fear. It all connects. You can say, yeah, I believe what you said. It was the most popular message I've ever given. I've gotten the most wonderful responses from that message, the stubborn illusion, that anyone I've ever done. And I thought, you know what? I'm retiring. I'm going to retire. And then I looked out and I said, you know what? It ain't sticking. Nobody's getting it. Why? I just said, why is nobody getting it? Why can't I explain it in a way that helps people understand it? I said, so I guess I can't retire. You know, I wanted to retire. It's all your fault.
You're
huh? Now you're complaining.
I know what. Thank you. I am complaining about that. That's true. I think that's one thing I can complain about and be safe, okay? That I don't want you to complain anymore. And that's what people say to me who are habitual complainers. Oh, you're just complaining that people are complaining. Well, shut up. You know, you ain't listening to me. You're not listening to what I'm really saying. Why should any of us, what do any of us have to complain about? And most of us go around arrogantly thinking we don't complain. And that's the problem. You think your shit don't stink. Find out where your shit stinks and look at it. Take a picture of it. Get a whiff. Put it on some kind of a litmus test and put it up on the wall and go by it every day and say, there it is. That was bad. Don't ever forget it. I'm telling you, that's the key. Never forget that your shit stinks. And you'll finally start to have some joy. You'll start to have some peace. Now, what kind of a message is that, Nevins? Huh? Where the hell does that come from? Huh?
This is a shitty one.
A shitty one is right.
Just wipe and go on.
So, this message of the incorporeal world, it's not an afterlife. But that's the only way I can describe it. But it's not what it is. Because there's no afterlife. We don't know what life is what I'm trying to tell you. We have no idea what life is. And when you hit the ground this morning, you do not know what life is. Mark it down. Because you haven't figured out your shit stinks yet. That's why. Now, I know some of you have had success and some of you are more peaceful and some of you have got some successes. But I'm telling you right now, there's nobody that goes through all day long with this energy of joy that's vibrating all the time. Because it gets me. It doesn't get me all the time either, okay? That's what I'm saying. We're nobody's innocent here. I don't do it either, but I catch myself. I've got a person that's got a heads up on me. She just doesn't get upset. I cannot piss her off. I've tried. I get going, and me, myself, and I start fighting on our own, and we're spinning around like the Tasmanian devil, and she's just standing over there. That's dumb shit. Will he ever figure it out? He can't fight with me. She just don't do it. That's all. I'm thankful. And you know what happens? I finally say, your shit stinks, Nevins. Pretty quickly. It don't take more than a few minutes. Shut the hell up. And I mumble and wander off, and 5-10 minutes later I come back, you know, there wasn't one word of that was true. Now what am I saying? My shit stinks. Am I? Don't I do that, honey? I come back and say that. I say, you know what? I'm an asshole. That's not really me, is it? So I'm not afraid to admit it. I'm not in fear of that. Because I don't want it running my life. You don't want your asshole running your life either. Okay? Now this, listen to me. I know if you got kids and other stuff, you can't take this message home. But you can deal with it yourself. You can deal with it with your mate, because that's your closest partner. That's where the friction hits the fan. Okay? Now we're going to surround bragging about how my shit stinks more than yours. That's not working, okay? Don't do that. Okay? Because that's what the ego does. I got the shittiest stink you've ever smelled. Okay? So, we're going to start to move into another dimension now, okay? We're going to go past the shit and move into the tiny pea brain now. So I'm still going to insult you. But listen now. Okay? Are we here? Are we together? Are we listening? Okay. We're thinking too small. Okay? Now I'm talking about the mind now, right? I'm trying to help your little pea brain get some idea of what reality is. We're scratching for words here. Okay? I'm just scratching the surface though. Right? But we're thinking too small. Because we have no idea that the only true world is an incorporeal world, a world beyond the mind of time and space. Robert sang about it tonight. We have no idea what that is. We don't know what that is. What's a world beyond time and space? Well, I can tell you the entrance to it over the door going in is perfect joy. I'm not saying that there's never suffering. I'm not saying that there's never hardships, but I'm saying through all of that, there's this energy of joy that sustains you. Okay? There's an energy of joy that sustains you. It's unconditional love, and it never, ever is complaining. You can't go through this doorway of joy. It's, well, that son's a bitch. You sit on that. Rah, 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 you know? And you're all barking about your political preferences and all this and that. You're not even at the door, okay? You're out wandering around in the dream, your illusion of your dream, bitching and whining, okay? That's where you're at. You don't even see the door. Really? I want everybody to see the door. I want everybody to know that to get through that door, there's this feeling of joy that starts to take you over that you can't explain. There are no words. I know some of you have experienced it. Some of you have gotten glimpses of it. I've gotten glimpses of it. It doesn't stay all the time. But you want to know with my business? I'm so removed from the daily activities now of it. Guess what? I have no fear anymore. At all. Isn't that something? What's going on at the business? I have no fear because I have no knowledge of it. I tell them, don't tell me. And it's just churning along. It's just churning along. Life is always just churning along, and it's always okay. All right? It's always okay. It's not okay with you if you're complaining. So don't think you're off the hook. It's not okay for your mind. It's not okay for that person you think you are. Don't tell me you're at rest if you're complaining about anything, because you're lying. You're not at rest. You can't even hear your own mind blabbing away. Oh, really? Come on. Wake up. Wake up. Get real. Get honest with yourself. Quit defending your desire to be God and saying you're somebody. Okay, we're right back to the shit doesn't stink stuff again. It keeps coming back to that. I go, I can't say that, but I'm going to do it anyway. But this came to me right before I was coming over here. I'm going, oh no. But listen, I don't come up with this shit. Seriously. I don't sit there and say, man, I want to be as abrasive and obnoxious as I can be. I don't do that. I'm just being honest with you, okay? You will never forget the story about whether your shit stinks or not. You're never going to forget that, okay? I'm not going to label it that, okay? It's called living in a dream. It's a little nicer than that. Okay, so Lanyon used to say all the time, we think with our tiny little pea brain that we can control things. We talk about coming back to a life that was always a dream, upgrading the illusion over and over in the dream of what? Reincarnation. Here I am back to that naughty word again, okay? Why? Why am I back there? Because it comes up all the time. You really think that you're going to come back into an illusion that's a dream and do it again? Come on, please. Really? Are you that stuck on yourself that you want to hit the repeat button on this dream that's an illusion? Really? Oh man, don't get me going. Okay, sorry, I just had to squeeze that in there a little bit of a reincarnation slam. How could we ever do that when there's never been a beginning to anything? Some guy wrote me and said, well, what about who created all this shit? I said, there's no such thing as creation. If there's no such thing as passing time, everything was always here. Nothing had a beginning. Can't understand that, can we? There's something inside of us. There's something inside of us that knows that, though. Yeah. There's something inside you ticking that knows it's eternal. It's in there. You're not listening to it. You're listening to your damn mind chirp about what you don't like. You're good at that. Okay, so give yourself a star. Give yourself an A on for bitching. Okay, you've passed the course. Let's move on. Let's move on to life 102, can we? Because we're still stuck on life 101. That's not even real. Really? We really never had a beginning. So how could there be a creation if there's no such thing as time? I don't want to go there and try to fight over it. Do you? No. I don't understand it. I can't comprehend it. But listen, everybody's Christian God understood it. Everybody said he was omnipresent and omnipotent and omniscient. And he had no beginning. What's the difference?
Exactly.
Is there any difference? No. We believe that. Why can't we believe that about reality? Because if you start really understanding it, your fear will disappear. And tomorrow I'm going to tell you a coolest story about how this was true for some people. It's a real story about how it was true. We really never had a beginning. Wow. Wow. Sally, you're looking good for never having a beginning. I'm telling you right now. You know, you're over 10,000 years old and you look good, okay? For 10,000 years, and that's, you were older than that. if I'm going to talk about time, right? Many said this before me, you've never had a beginning. Tony used to say it all the time. You never had a beginning or an end. Nobody believes it. Tony said it. Joel Goldsmith, Herb Fitch, and all the Eastern sages have said it. There's no such thing as time. Even in your damn Bible, it says it, okay? So don't go barking at me. It says it everywhere. The best thing we can hope for is to rest in the fact that our mind will never comprehend a timeless existence. You can't understand it, so don't try. But you can feel it. You can taste it. It's like a really, really, really good cookie. It's like a good brownie. It's like your favorite food. And when you're eating it and you take the first bite, oh, this is really good. That's what it's like. And when you get to the end of the plate, you're going, shit, it's over. That never happens anymore. Wouldn't that be something? I can see your brain just going wacko, right? You've just written 10 songs. I know it. It's about brownies and cookies. The mind will never comprehend a timeless existence, so quit trying. It won't work. It's not in your mind. The mind will argue against it till its death. Until it dies, until its toe quits wiggling, it will always believe in time. Just tell, say, you win. You win, and leave him alone. If you listen, though, to this last retreat, when we talked about a stubborn illusion, listen to this one really good and go back to listen to that one. It'll make a lot more sense to you. Because we sort of got the cart ahead of the horse a little bit. We're going, man, this is really good. But the reason we don't understand that time is not passing away is because we believe our shit doesn't stink. That's why. You're still stuck on yourself. You're stuck on yourself. You can never enter, even imagine, and experience a timeless existence if you still believe in a you that lives in time. You never will. It's got to be something else. Who is the you that you believe in? Anybody know what that is? Who is the you? The mind that believes in the body is the person you think you are. Guess what? It's an illusion. It's a dream. It's never been real. You're not a body mind, or you're screwed. You're screwed. You're going to quit breathing one day. And the real you is going to think, that was really no big deal. First thing you're going to think, that was no big deal. What was all the fuss about? That's how small we think. We thought it was such a big deal. And the first thing you're thinking, wow, I was sure stressing out over nothing. That's what it's like to have this joy. Stressing out over nothing. The real you versus the mind. Follow your heart. The brain's stupid. I could have put the brain's an asshole, but we've got to take this home and use it with young people. So come up with a new one for me, Robert, please. Follow the heart. The brain's an asshole. Why am I saying that? Because I want you to get it. Your brain, which is your asshole, is the one that complains. It's not you. So don't take it personal. Please. Please. The one that bitches about whatever it is, it's not you. But don't defend him. Don't defend her. Admit it. Say, boy, my shit really stunk today. That was nasty. I don't know what I ate, but boy, been hot sauce in there. Do those things. Do it. Do it enough to where it affects you. That's why I'm talking the way I'm talking. I want to shake you up. I want you to get this. If all you remember the whole weekend is, my shit sure stinks, you've got it made. That's it. That's all you got to remember. Isn't that simple? Huh? That's pretty simple. Follow your heart, your brain's stupid. Your heart always knows what it's doing in a place of joy. You can always trust it. There's safety there every moment. There's safety every moment, no matter what your mind says, no matter what your mind thinks, there's always safety in that moment. This feeling that's so joyful. It doesn't even know what peace is because it's not thinking about when there's not peace. That's why the peace thing is such an illusion. You're talking about, oh, there's peace. Well, that means there's not peace somewhere. Peace isn't it. Perpetual joy through whatever comes is life. Whatever comes. So there's this real you, the soul of your heart. And there's this fake you that's running around with the mask complaining about the world in time. Fake you. Boo. Boo. The fake you is boo. Boo. He's an asshole. Bruce says it all the time. I used to be such an asshole. We always say, you still are. And we just throw it at each other all the time, you know. I said about Rosie. Rosie had a birthday. Says, Rosie, man, I can't believe you live with that man every day. That was my love to Bruce. He loves it. He likes that. You know, he jumps all over it. Where we see all the problems in the world, there is in reality, this is Joel again, where we see all the problems in the world, there is in reality only the reality of the spirit of unconditional love. What does unconditional love mean? There's no rules.
That's right.
There's no pattern. There's no dogma. There's no laws. It's not the same for everyone. That's one thing I've really learned. Being good friends with Robert, I know we don't connect, but he and I can pick right up from where we left off from a year ago. Because I don't expect nothing from him. I don't expect a thing from that man. So I'm not ever unhappy with him. Should I be? What a reason I got to be unhappy with you. Could I go around and get some notes and probably come up with some things to bitch about if I wanted to? I don't like that. It's not any fun. Okay? Really? So are you bitching about anything? And we get all caught up in these abstract things and they're not even real. They're not in our world. Your world is your concept of life. And you pull in all this bullshit into it and make it complicated. You do. No one else. It's no one else's fault. Really? Shut the hell up, because that's what it is. It's hell's talking. And I mean, when it gets going, it sounds like 10 auctioneers going off, I'll tell you. This thing started about this camp thing, and I woke up, I thought, are we negotiating with the camp again? Because they were really pricks this last year. Really. You don't mean nothing to you. It's just about the fireworks, you know. We're doing all this great stuff, and they're over there bitching. And I'm going, what do I got to do? We put on this great fireworks show and give you guys thousands of dollars and it's hard, you know. But here's my good, I'm the one creating the problem, okay? Well, if you're really doing it with no strings attached, shut up. But it started spinning in my head. My mind started bitching about this, okay? My mind on its own kept me up. And I finally had to go up and get my gun. Shut the hell up. They never knew about it. They weren't even there. There was not even a meeting. It was me, myself, and I having a meeting on our own. She didn't know about it either. Keeping me up till 2 in the morning one night for no reason. This is what's happening when you're complaining about anything. Anything. Wasting your time. You're a woodpecker in the redwood forest trying to cut all the trees down. Go ahead. Try to upgrade your illusion. Don't try to drag me into it. You don't love me if you think I got to join you. You want me to click like on your bullshit. You don't love me. That's not love. People come there like this. You know, I said, bullshit. Don't like any of it. It's just bullshit. So Joel says, where we see all the problems in the world, there's reality, only reality of the spirit of unconditional love. Well, hello. With our five senses, we have formed a concept of God that is not real. Well, I think most of us has gotten away from that, maybe. And the same is true of ourselves. We formed a false concept of ourselves where we think our shit doesn't stink. That's the real problem. And guess what that is? Your God. Yeah. It's synonymous with your God. Your God has always been this image you've got of yourself that thinks it's better than someone else. And if you're complaining about anything, you think you're better than someone else. It's that simple. Really, sorry. I don't need you to like me. Well, it doesn't matter. Some do, some don't. And guess what? It just rolls off my back. Because I'm not here to try to be popular. I want you to enjoy this life of pure joy all by yourself. You don't even have to send me a message. I just want you to have that joy that never ends, that's not affected by what goes on in the world. Really? Yeah. I know it. I feel it. I've experienced it, and it's getting bigger, and it's overtaking me. It's easier to go in and take a shit. It really is. It's more simple. It isn't all tight and just pull a string, you know. It feels good even. Sorry. I'm sorry. I can't help it. It's not somebody who looks like me. It's not really me, okay? I really can tell you it's not me. I don't know who this guy is, but man, he's quite the talker. He just goes, you know. You get him going, and poof, off he goes. So where we see this mask of mortality, what this mind calls you, there is only this invisible spirit of unconditional love that you really are. All of this have this inside you in this nice little package. You take it with you everywhere. It's there. It's okay. It's always saying, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. There's only love, and there's nothing but love. And it doesn't matter what your senses tell you. Your judgment of it cannot change in any way. So this is where you find all the frustration and the fear of the world, is our judgment. So this little thing you think you think is out of order, it's just taking, stealing your joy. Your joy, not anyone else's. It's stealing your joy. When Robert and I first met, we had a conference. And the title of it was, There's Only Love, There's Nothing But Love, and You Can't Do Anything About It. Remember? That's when we first met. And the key was, there's nothing you can do about it. So what do? You just shut the hell up. And it's not going to work as if you use it as a weapon. If you use it to correct people, that doesn't work. That's not what it's for. It's just for you in your silence. It's not an excuse to explain away the world. You see all these problems, you go, well, they're nothing out of order. That isn't it either. That's just an excuse, okay? Oh, well, nothing's out of order, so just put up with it. Don't just forget it. Don't even go there. It only works for you when you walk away and let life happen without you. That's the only time it works. Let life happen without you. What is that? That sounds really nice. Let life happen without you. So here is a Moose Robert Adams consortium. Robert Adams wrote this piece, and I decided to massage it over with some things that I've understood. I've just taken his and made it better, just to try to bring it up into the current moment of where I'm at. But I really liked what he said, so I'm paraphrasing, forgive me. But Robert Adams said something like this: do not let the world fool you. The world appears very powerful. Its concept lures you into judging it. It tells you to pursue this and to pursue that and try to become successful. All this is an illusion. When you see the illusion of no self, how can you not be a success? If you disappear, how can you not be successful? There's no more pattern anymore. How can you not be a success? Because there is no one left that needs to be successful. You will always be taken care of. There's no doubt about this. You have absolutely nothing to worry about. You have absolutely nothing to fear. Everything is just right the way it is. There never were any mistakes. Leave the world alone mentally. Physically, you will gravitate to where you're supposed to be and go through all the experiences that you're supposed to go through. But you don't need to react to them. Leave everything alone. This full, joyful life that we're talking about, where you begin to realize that your shit stinks, that's where it begins. Okay, I'm sorry. Because that's going to shut you. Why am I saying that to you? Because that will shut your damn mind down. Say it to your mind. Mind, your shit stinks. Shut up. Joy will start to overtake you that doesn't come from anywhere. And you'll go, wow, I'm just like really joyful today and I don't know why. I don't understand it. It isn't like, well, somebody sent me $100, so I'm a little bit happy. It's like winning the lottery perpetually. Every moment. There are no mistakes. Nothing's ever out of order. What does that mean to you? Don't try to go around and stick it in everybody else's life. What does it mean to you that nothing's out of order? Leave everything alone. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 9:30 with the wonderful Robert Rutherford. He's going to do a dog and pony show. And I'm sure we'll hear about all. He's staying up all night long coming up with stuff. He usually does, right? So thank you, everybody. Goodbye out there.
Love you.
Ustream land. We love you. See you tomorrow at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time.